Dreamscape presents John F. Kennedy and PT-109 by Richard Tregaskis, narrated by Sean Burnett. Chapter 1. A Lieutenant Joins the PTs. At 1:43 on the morning of Sunday, August 9, 1942, the cannonading began. The men of the 1st Marine Raider Battalion saw the flashes against the rainy night sky to the southwest, but they did not stir from their sleeping places, for it was a rule among the Marines that anything moving at night would be shot at. After 2 days of hard fighting, the Raiders had virtually secured the tiny island of Tulagi, across the bay from Guadalcanal, in the South Pacific. Colonel Merritt A. Red Mike Edson's 1st Marine Raider Battalion had encountered suicidally determined resistance from the tough defending Japanese forces dug into the caves and ravines of jungly Tulagi, and through the night there had been occasional crackling outbursts of small arms fire as Marines fired at isolated enemy snipers, real or imagined. But for the most part, the island of Tulagi, once the seat of British colonial government in the Solomon Islands, had been quiet until the cannonading broke out. The men looked up from the foxholes they had dug, or peered out the windows of the few remaining shacks which had not been smashed by the fighting. Tired eyes, gleaming white in faces begrimed by 2 days of sweating, fighting, and suffering in the jungle, watched the greenish-white flashes. Ears keyed to the slightest of sounds listened to the steady broom, broom of the distant cannons. As the raiders listened and watched, they realized that a major sea battle was being waged somewhere between Tulagi and Guadalcanal. They sensed that their future was being settled among the green flashes and metallic thunderings of the naval guns. As the crashing of the guns increased in tempo, it also grew louder and seemed to be moving toward Tulagi. Then, at about 2:30 a.m., the flickering lights began to fade in the sky, and the thunder of guns grew fainter. No one on Tulagi knew whether the lull in the heavy firing meant that the engagement was over or would renew itself with mounting fury a second later. Not until years later, when the war was over, were the facts of this first battle of Savo Island known. Japanese Admiral Mikawa, in his flagship Chokai, had led a marauding force of Japanese cruisers and destroyers into the slot between Guadalcanal and Savo Island. Here he had pounced upon the unaware force of American cruisers and destroyers, supposedly guarding the transport ships which had just landed the Marine forces invading the islands of Guadalcanal, Tulagi, Gavutu.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?